Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 20th of March 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week so far. I've got to admit, I'm rather tired this evening. Long week once again, but as you know, I started a new job a few weeks ago and it's a 4-day week. But we're coming to the end and, well, my weekend starts now, but we've been having a very productive time at work. Added to that, website troubles. We're still getting website troubles, but here we got it sort of fixed for the time being. We've just got to work on a few things to find out what's going on. Luckily, Steve, my IT guy, is really on the ball. So he has set up monitors to find out. Oh, it's getting technical stuff. I'm not going to bore you with that. We really want to know about the gardening. Now, one of the things that I have noticed this week is that the houseplants are certainly getting more and more thirsty, needing more and more watering. And one of the things I have is I've got pretty much every window that I could have plants growing in, I have plants growing in. Kitchen window sills, patio doors, and bedroom windows. Now, my bedroom windows, the window sills are above a radiator. Now, although our heating is on a quite a low setting, it is kicking in and it is actually getting rather warm. And that's one of the things I'm noticing is that the compost in those pots is drying out rather quickly, which isn't good. We need to keep watering these up, of course, and making sure they are fully watered. But the other trouble is because of the setup that I have here, it's a bit difficult to get to them. So things don't get done as efficiently as they could. This is where I need my new shed when I finally get around to buying it and really start cracking on and having a seed sowing shed to really make that difference, to really get a somewhere to grow our plants, our seedlings on at an early age without it becoming too inconvenient, and also for keeping it simple, making it sure that I can get access to the young seedlings, the young plants easily. It's all good fun. It is all good fun. This is the joys of grow your own. Now, of course, it is getting a bit warmer outside, I've noticed. I believe rain is predicted for this weekend, however. But certainly today, the weather has been lovely. And that means, well, if the weather stays lovely for the weekend, we can do a bit of gardening. Now, the plan is, at home, I'm going to start putting plants into my greenhouse. In fact, I'm going to set up or get the autopot system into use so that I've got aubergines, peppers, chilies, all on the go in the greenhouse, basically putting those into use. Also, tomatoes and things like that are going to go into the greenhouse, but I feel now it is time to really start using our greenhouse for our seedlings. I feel the weather has improved enough that an unheated greenhouse is fine to look after seedlings. So if you've been waiting like me for the middle of March, that it is now. It is time to really start using our greenhouse and making the most use of that. While at home, there are what other things that we need to do. Got to pot up a few plants. We're just looking at my notes. These are, again, on my seedlings. We've got lots and lots of young seedlings. We're trying to grow them on, trying to make the most out of the space that we have. But they do need potting on quite regularly in order to give them a bit more space, and that is a never-ending job. It does take a while to get round all these plants. I've also made a note to mulch my rhubarb. My rhubarb is starting to grow at quite a rate now, so we want to make sure that that is fully mulched up and locking some of that moisture already so that we can grow plenty of food or plenty of rhubarb. Just a good compost mulch will be fine, or straw is what we would use. Now, down on the allotment, it's going to be very much the same as above, using the greenhouses and making the most of the space and mulching our rhubarb, our asparagus and things like that. One of the other things I've made a notice is that it's time to start watering our beds, our potato beds, our onion beds, our garlic beds. Everything now needs to start getting watered. And I've also made a note, we need to start feeding the garlic. Well, I've already fed the garlic once, give it another bit of a good feed, as well as the onions, and I need to plant out some more onions this weekend. So it's going to be a busy weekend doing everything that we need to do, but it's going to be a fun weekend nonetheless. Now that brings me up to our seed sowing for the day, which is, of course, our chives. Now, chives for me is an absolutely delicious herb, one that we grow a lot of here. We actually grow it in pots outside in the veggie pod, and it does come back every year. This is one of the things that I love about growing chives, is that a few pots here and there gives us plenty of chives that we use in the kitchen. In fact, we've already made a few harvesting of chives to use in our cooking from the veggie pot. So we are big fans of chives. One of the other advantages of using chives as well is the fact that they can also be used, they cannot be used in the kitchen, of course, but they can also be used as a companion plant. They're very good at warding off certain pests and diseases. So again, we like to grow lots and lots of chives where we can. We just scatter pots around the garden in various locations. Now, because of that, what I've done is I've sown the whole packet of chives, but I've spread it out across a few pots. I've got four pots, just standard 7-centimeter pots, filled up with multi-purpose compost, scattered the seeds over top, and then covered it over with a light sprinkling of compost. And then I've placed that inside my grow house, not inside the greenhouse, not forgetting the labels, of course, but just placed that inside the grow house to make sure that those seedlings or seeds grow well. Once they've germinated, we'll just keep them in a pot. We may have to pot them into a bigger pot, but that's all we've got to do to keep them growing well. Keep them well watered, of course. They are Mediterranean plants, so they do like a bit of sun, but they do produce some of the most amazing flowers as well. Flowers are edible, the stalks are edible, everything is edible on them. They come back year after year after year as well. So reason, you know, there's so many reasons to grow chives. Don't need much care, really easy to look after. If the compost does get a little bit old after a few years, you might want to pep up the compost with some fresh compost at some point, or bit of chicken manure pellets. Or another thing that I like to do is if you take your pot of chives, break it up into several pieces and then pop that up into fresh pots so that you get several pots out of one pot. And that way it just rejuvenates and continues growing the chives. Chives grow a lot like onions in that you get a little bulb on the bottom. And that's one of the reasons that they're so great at being able to break down. But they are incredibly easy at the same time. They really don't need much care at all. So hopefully you've sown your seeds already. If not, that's something to do over the weekend. I certainly will be sowing lots of chives this weekend and making the most out of it while I can. I think with that, I'm going to wrap this up for tonight. I'll be back on Sunday and I'll give you a bit of a input into what has happened over the weekend, if we've got everything that we wanted to do done. Right, guys, you take care and I'll speak to you again next time.